Why You Can't Knock Down a Clown on This Moment of Science. Remember those inflatable clowns that stood about 3 feet high and had big red noses ready to be punched? Hit the clown as hard as you could, it would always spring upright again. How did they manage it? The secret is in its center of gravity. Gravity pulls on every point, your nose, your arms, your feet, but if you put all those effects together, you can come up with one spot that's the average. This is convenient because it turns out any object will behave as if gravity is only pulling on that one spot. This is your center of gravity. In people, the center of gravity is around your belly button. When you're standing upright, gravity acts as if it were pulling you by a string hanging from your belly straight down between your feet. If you lean to one side, that string hangs to that side as well. When it moves beyond the place where your feet are, you fall over. The trick with a punch-me clown is keeping its center of gravity low. The clown's upper body doesn't have much material. Its feet, however, have some kind of weight attached, perhaps a dish of sand. That means that no matter how far the clown tips, its center of gravity never moves outside the range of its heavy base. It can't fall over. Putting extra weight in the clown's feet assures that the pull will always remain down there. Take away that extra weight, and the average will be somewhere else on the body. Punch the clown then, and he'll topple easily. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Stephen Gervin. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.